The evidence shows that introducing the death penalty is not an effective deterrent. All of the research shows that actually what really matters is public confidence that where serious crimes are committed, the relevant people will be apprehended and punished within a reasonable period of time. So it's really the certainty of being apprehended and punished rather than the severity of the sentence which really deters criminals. Second issue is that we are really concerned about possible miscarriages of justice. Even in much better endowed, robust legal systems worldwide, there are real risks for people to be wrongfully condemned to death. So it's good that the government is taking some time. It really needs to think through very carefully what the next steps are on this and to really look at other policy options.
Do you sense that perhaps there's not necessarily a united front within the Papua New Guinea government and that maybe there are those who would listen to your arguments and say this is not a good thing?
I'm certainly aware that there are people who feel very strongly in this country that the introduction of a death sentence is the right way to go. But there are equally many people who have very serious concerns about this. And our worry, I think, is that a knee-jerk reaction, an introduction of something which actually will have massive, massive implications for the whole country will be a retrograde step. So it's better that, you know, the Prime Minister and all of the ministers really consider the arguments very, very carefully. People are always worried about the possibilities of miscarriage of justice.
Would you say that in the case of Papua New Guinea that those worries are greater in the light, for example, of the recent Human Rights Watch report, which pointed the finger at some elements of the police force and accused them of brutality? And of course, there have been question marks over the judicial system as well.
There are clearly many countries in the world where legal systems are not strong and well-resourced. Papua New Guinea, the system here, falls within that category as well. So whether there is a greater chance or not, it's difficult to say. But regardless of that, even in the best endowed legal systems worldwide, we know that there is always a likelihood that someone can be wrongfully condemned.
You raised the question of deterrence. The Justice Minister in Papua New Guinea, Karenga Kua, has gone on record as saying that even the threat of the death penalty has already had an effect on PNG's crime rate.
We would love to see all of the figures for that, how those figures are calculated. The United Nations experience worldwide shows that it's actually the certainty of perpetrators being apprehended rather than the severity of the sentence which actually deters criminals.
The minister has also put out an invitation to his critics to come up with what he calls a workable alternative to the death penalty in terms of tackling PNG's crime problem. Can you give him one?
An effective judicial system, having an effective police force are essential elements, but those by themselves are probably not enough. We also need a huge amount of public education, awareness raising, which can actually help people to understand and have the confidence in the system. And we welcome the minister's comments that he's asking for alternative suggestions to be put forward. And I think having a national dialogue about this is a good start.
Have you had direct contact with the PNG government over this matter?
We have, and we do have regular contact with the government. We have regular contact with the Ministry of Justice, both in country, but also internationally through the United Nations Assembly and so on. So they are very aware of the concerns that the UN has over this issue. The right to life is the most fundamental of all of the human rights. And if the death penalty is introduced, we are likely to see a real setback for human rights